my father's parents, I never did know them. They died before I was born.
Uh-huh.
They were from Anderson County, though.
Uh-huh. Well, where are your wife's people from?
Well, from Griffin.
Uh-huh.
And that part of Georgia. They came here from Griffin and been there for a generation or two.
Mm-hmm. And what's your wife's occupation?
Well, she, before she married me, she was had charge of an office at a wholesale grocery, and then after she married me, they moved to Atlanta for a while until after the war and I got out of the Army. She was a bookkeeper, you can put it that way,
mm-hmm.
but she came from a family of teachers, and there's such a great need here among the people that she just graduated and worked into tutoring. She doesn't do any of it now since her sister's sick. She
mm-hmm.
just stayed at home, but she doesn't coach, she tutors.
Uh-huh. Well, Mr. Will you tell me what school she went to?
What school she went to?
You.
I went to Elberton High School, finished that 60 years ago this coming May. And then I went to Davidson College for 1 year.
Uh-huh. And did you take general courses at Davidson?
Well, I guess it's sort of general.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Just that 1 year.
And what about your wife? Where did she go to school? She goes to school?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Uh-huh.
We both studied, though, and still do, for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, will you count from 1 to 15 for me, slowly?
Well, maybe I can do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay. And what's the number after 19?
20.
And after 26?
27.
And after 29?
30.
And after 39?
40.
And after 69?
70.
And after 99?
100.
And after 999?
1,000.
Okay. If seven men are walking along in a line, you'd say that the last man is the seventh man. And so then the one before him would be the?
Sixth man.
And before him?
Fifth, fourth, third, second, and first.
Okay. If a child drank down a glass of orange juice at a single gulp, you'd say he drank it down all?
He drank all at once, I would say. Yeah.
Okay. If something is two times as good as something else, then it's?
Twice.
Okay. Would you please say the months of the year through about April?
January, February, March, April.
Okay, fine. And would you name the days of the week, please?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
If you met a friend early in the day, how would you greet him?
I'd probably say good morning.
Okay. Until what time of day would you say good morning?
I'd probably say it all day long.
You would? Okay. Would you ever say good day?
No.
Okay. The part of the day before supper is?
Afternoon.
Okay. And the part of the day after supper?
Is evening.
If you were parting from a friend after dark, what would you say to him?
Probably say so long.
Okay.
Good night, I guess.
Would you ever say good night when you were meeting a friend?
No.
Okay.
I don't know why that is, but I don't.
If we have to start to work in the morning before the sun appears, we have to start to work before?
When we say here, yeah, before day.
Okay. And what's an expression with sun in it? Before sun?
Sun up.
Okay.
Yeah, we do use sun up, all right.
If it was 6 o'clock when the sun appeared, you'd say the sun what at 6?
Rose.
If we work until the sun is disappearing, we work until?
Sunset.
Okay. See, what's today? Wednesday?
Wednesday. Yeah.
Okay, so Wednesday is today, and Tuesday was?
Yesterday.
And Thursday will be?
Tomorrow.
Okay. If a person is leaving, not this coming Sunday, but the next, he'll be leaving?
Sunday week, I'd say.
Okay.